Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Concluding the incident regarding the pious son of Khalifa Harun al-Rashid. Someone asked Harun al-Rashid about this boy, his son who passed away, and he mentioned, "This son of mine was born before I became a Khalifa, and he was brought up very well and was taught good manners. He had learned the Quran Majid and other Dini Kitabs, but when I became the Khalifa, he left me and went away. My wealth did not bring him any comfort in life, for he did not like to benefit from it in any way. When he was leaving, I asked his mother to give him the ring with the pearl, which was very precious, but he did not use it and sent it back before his death. The boy had been very obedient to his mother." Khalifa Harun al-Rashid was a very pious and kind-hearted Khalifa. Usually when a person has wealth and power, he easily falls into evil and oppression, but history proves that he did a lot for deen. During his Khilafat, he performed 100 rakats of Nafil Salah daily until he passed away. He used to give as sadaqah from his own money 1,000 dirhams every day. He went out for jihad and performed hajj alternately every second year. When he went for hajj, he took with him 100 ulama and their sons. During the years when he was busy in jihad, he would send 300 of his people for hajj, paying for all their travel, food, clothing, and giving them lots of things to wear with nice clothes, etc. The Khalifa also used to give generous gifts to those who asked favors of him, and also others without them asking for any favors. He loved the ulama who were highly respected in his court. Once the famous muhaddith, Abu Muawiyah al-Dharir, meaning the blind, had a meal with Harun al-Rashid, and when the blind muhaddith got up to wash his hands after eating, the Khalifa himself poured water on his hands, saying that he did so out of respect for his knowledge. Abu Muawiyah al-Dharir, rahimahullah, says, "Once when I told Khalifa Harun al-Rashid regarding the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the meeting of Adam alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam, a man who was sitting by him said, 'But where did they meet?'" Meaning questioning the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At this, Harun al-Rashid became very angry and he shouted that, "Raise my sword," that a person who does not have any knowledge, he wants to question the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning that he had great respect for the ulama and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He cried bitterly whenever he heard any advices that were addressed to him. SubhanAllah.